The Fonda de la Plaza marked the beginning of Calle Santiago Hernández Ruiz, which used to be called Calle del Mesón, or Inn Street, and Calle del Molino, or Mill Street, because the town cultural center is located on the site where the old oil mill used to be, which was powered by the irrigation channel running under the houses along the river. A little further on to the left, Foz House and its carved gateway stands out. And on the corner with the arcades is the house where the great soprano Elvira de Hidalgo and Maria Callas' teacher was born. Elvira de Hidalgo is the most famous person to be born in Valderrobres. She came into this world in 1891, spent her childhood in Barcelona, and debuted as a soprano in Italy at the age of 16. From that early age onwards, she had a stellar career that led her to perform in the top auditoriums around the world. After she retired, she taught in Turkey, Greece, and Italy, and was the person to discover Maria Callas, whose confidant and teacher she became. Her mortal remains lie in the Valderrobres Cemetery, and there is a room dedicated to her in the museum.
Los Porches is a series of five independent structures joined by arcades, most of them built during the same period as the town hall. The house that stands out the most is currently the casino, which spans three of the arcades and was the home of the wealthy Malet Roda family. For many years, there was a chapel on the ground floor where masses were held for people who had trouble climbing the stepped streets. One of its owners, called Father José Roda, was a driving force behind the paper factories in Valderrobles. Now go just past Los Porches and stop at the intersection where you will hear Station 15.